Log Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your host, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, broadcasting live here in the studio. David Tucros and Katie Singing Eagle are online now. They are on cue. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? We're getting a little rain out there.
You know,
I can see.
Yeah, we're getting blessed with an abundance of water. I like to say.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, I'm sitting here in the basement looking out the window, and it's dark outside, and I can hear thunder and lightning. But I love that kind of storm. I wish I was out there actually dancing around in it. My luck, I might get hit by lightning.
You know. And we don't have to water the lawn, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's very true. So, world traveler, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. You know, I was up in the – I was high in the Rocky Mountains. Hey, well, let me clarify that. I was in the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was in Colorado, you know, so, you know, it was
– David was high in the Colorado Mountains.
Yeah. But, no, it was really neat. You know, that kind of – landscape speaks to me, so it was like almost like being back in Alaska in a lot of ways, you know, with the mountains and the pine trees and, you know, just the nature, you know, out there. It was really cool, and I got a chance to go up to the top of a peak that was 11,000 feet above sea level, so that was about the highest I've ever been as far as altitude goes, so that was interesting, you know, but life goes on up there, too. You know, there's a little squirrel that's kind of munching on a nut up there. He didn't seem to be bothered by it, so.
Yeah.
But it was all really beautiful. And we attended a wedding there, which was a nice event to do that. And also, the place where we were staying at the hotel, they had things to do like zip lining and, you know, this land luge thing that I went down. And, it was a nice vacation, but came back and had to go back to work in the mountains pick today, so it's like, ugh, you know, back to here. But no, this is fine. Everything comes to an end, you know. So.
Yeah, we watched your little adventures as you recorded them and posted them on Facebook. It was a lot of fun to watch.
I like to think that I was taking you guys along with me in some ways, you know, just helping you kind of experience it through my eyes, you know, I like to share that. So I thought I would post some of those videos and things like that. And got to go through the Denver International Airport, you know, that everyone says is kind of the New World Order conspiracy place, and saw the murals that were on the walls there and some of the other little features of that place. But I didn't think that it was creepy at all, you know, and those murals, when you look at them, you get a better feel for what they're really saying, you know, and I think that the artist, I did a little research on the artist, as a matter of fact, and he was very much into social justice and some of the other things that he's portrayed in those murals, and it's all about, you know, the world going through a period of war and then peace coming from that and, you know, the mm-hmm. endangered species coming back and being restored to the land, and for me that was a very hopeful message, and, you know, maybe I'm just a cockeyed optimist or I don't really know what I'm talking about. As far as that goes, but to me, I got a very positive feeling from it. It was beautiful works of art, too, you know, so chance to see those, and I have walked away with a good feeling, except for the fact that the Denver International Airport does not have enough plug-ins for your tech toys, so
yeah.
There's a word of advice to you guys.
The way I look at it, you know, from reading that and from watching what people posted on Facebook and sent me, it's all interpretation, you know. I don't think the Denver Airport municipality would have put something that's, you know, satanic or anything there just because they thought it was a fun thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of people who are involved in these projects. There's a theme behind it, and you got to see it firsthand. You can see the dark statue of that horse and interpret it however you want. You know, if that's
art
the devil
art,
or whatever.
Yeah,
art is art, you know. I mean, I've seen some bizarre stuff. I'm like, oh, this is art. If this is art, I can do this, you know.
Now, the weirdest thing I saw was this big horse that they have outside the airport. As you're approaching it, you see this big blue horse. It's rearing up on its hind legs, and it looks wild, and the hair's, the mane is flying back, and it's got red eyes, glowing red eyes. I'm like, wow, if there was something that was supposed to be kind of weird and demonic, that thing would be it. But I don't know. Again, I think it's just a matter of interpretation and whatever you want to see in it, too. So but that's about the creepiest thing I saw.
I mean, I guess there's a time capsule there, isn't there, that they're going to open up in a certain over a period of time. That's what I read.
And then you were in the Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West, that's right, you know. The land of the lawless. But, you know, people were really nice out there and just laid back and, you know, just my kind of place. You know, they were having an art festival there in Breckenridge, too. And got a chance to see and connect with some people there who were artists and talked about drum circles and things like that. So, you know, it's like being an ambassador for the Condor Eagle chapter house, you know.
Nice.
You go to places like that and you connect with folks.
That's awesome.
You tell them you're part of an organization and, you know, you're a minister and medicine man. And that kind of gets their interest and they start to wonder what that's all about. So I had a chance to explain that to people and just... I had a really good time. Just enjoyed myself, and of course, you spend a lot of money when you're there because that's what what makes the world go round. But it's when you realize it's just the energy, and you just you put it into what you want to invest it in. You can let go of it a little bit and just realize what you're buying is a good time and memory. Mm-hmm. You know, so. By the way, can I borrow $20?
Yeah, if I can wire it to you through the phone.
Well, hey, you guys were pretty busy while I was gone too. You did the Doodah parade.
Yeah, we were there. That was interesting.
That was fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
You had a box. You were doing boxes. What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, we had a taco night here at the house. You know, the night before you were leaving, Mary and Tony and Adriana and Katie and myself, we were all sitting here in Sue's. We were all thinking, you know, I don't know, it just came up. Someone said, what about the dude operating? And then we just kind of throwing ideas out there and trying to figure things out. And we couldn't really agree on anything. And I was talking about pink panties and just to kind of, we should just wear pink panties in the parade. Tony wasn't going for that. But
that would
anyhow,
be fun,
you know. We just decided on boxes at some point, you know, that we're going to make these boxes that were called the indie boxes. They're individual boxes, things that we're like writing on these boxes about ourselves, coming out of the box and expressing how we feel about life. And, Adriana had things to save the birds, save this and that. And Tony had some statements about Happy Birthday, America. And Katie, she deliberately misspelled birthday. She put birthday.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. And then so you had free hugs, you know, love. It was kind of like themed kind of along some of our personalities and we wanted to share and express that day, I think. That's my take on it. It was really cool.
For me, it was really coming out of the box because I'm one of those people that I'm kind of conservative and kind of always been shy about who I am. And because I'm large and in me, sometimes I want to just scream because I feel like I'm trapped. So that was something I was able to do is put on that box. And then I was like, should I take off my shirt and just wear what I, because it was kind of hot in the sun, but it wasn't hot. There was a nice breeze. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I saw one girl take off her shirt and I said, I'm going to take off my shirt too and just go with what I had on under my shirt, which was freeing also. So that it was more of coming out of the box also. So, and then I was yelling to everybody, Happy Birthday, America. So, and I was walking out front too, which is something I don't usually do. I'm not an out front person. So I just totally let go.
Great. And you actually got your picture put in, I think it was Dispatch or one of those papers.
Columbus Underground, I think.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Pretty cool.
Wow. Our
efforts were rewarded very nicely. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I got to dance. I got to I was naked underneath my costume, so if those of you want to know, I was nude.
Which was freeing for you, I imagine, too, you know.
Yeah. I had the blackout suit, you know, like they use for puppeteering and stuff. I was trying to be like a floating box, you know, like this, no face, no particular gender, just, you know, all colors mixed together, you know, becomes the black, you know. When you bring it all together, it's just one conglomerate. And it was a word respond to the hug. Some people were really open to it, and some people were just afraid, you know, and I get that. I was just kind of like a little floating sign. It looked like a little floating sign is what it was. And I got to hug a lot of people. And the funny thing was that I found out was that a lot of people recognized me. And I was in this complete covered up face to body costume. So it was like, I must. Yeah. And people were coming up and going, Iggy. And I was like, oh, how the heck, you know, why? But, you know, people just didn't see my body shape. But I had the box on, too. So I was like, they probably saw my wife and my daughter. So, but it was interesting, though. People pick you out of the crowd like that, you know. So
yeah. Well, you're kind of famous for the.
Yeah,
I mean, you're famous for free hugs work you too, do. So,
yeah, the work you do just shows that people kind of figure out it's you, you know, and that's rewarding too in itself. I thought that was pretty cool to actually be recognized and not even be seen. So it was like nice, you know. It was like, it was not my intention, but you know, it was cool, and got squirted by water, got to dance, and just got to be free, you know, being doing what I like to do, sharing the love.
It's all about the love. That's good. That's good. Well, cool. Go ahead.
Something I want to share is that it was different people in the crowd who it was their birthday wanted to take pictures with me along the way. So that was kind of cool.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, it's one of those festivals. If somebody doesn't know who's listening, the Doodah Festival is one of those where you go out and you just be the freakiest freak you want to be. You know, you can dress up as anything. You can, you know, just let it all hang out, let all your inhibitions down. And we've got some famous, you know, people that come along. And I think we've got the Marching Castros or something, Fidel Castro. Yeah, and some other folks. And just sometimes it's topical about the news of the day, and sometimes it's just about being, you know, wild and crazy, you know, put on a pair of fishnet stockings or, you know, something.
The fishnet mafia, they were.
Yeah, you know, and just be free. You know, I think that's part of what America is all about, or should be about. It's about being yourself, your true self, you know, and having that be okay, even if other people don't agree with it, you know, because we're here, we're here to be ourselves.
Yeah, so it was a good time. It was interesting. That was my first Doodah Parade, and that was my first time going to the Doodah Parade. So it was kind of an interesting. It was kind of an interesting situation for me. First time there, first time I didn't get to see. I was in it. I can only see front and back. So, but still, it was cool. Though. It was a lot of fun.
Well, good.
Yeah, we should do it again sometime.
Yeah, that would be fun to do it again.
Yeah.
To do it again. I mean, maybe, you know, add more drummers to it, more huggers to it, more birthday boxes. You know, just add
I'll
a little bit more.
Get out my kilt and my leather and my chains, and I'll join you guys this year.
Just got to wear those pink panties, man. You know, pink underwear. And that would just top it all off.
You should wear it over top of your black.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
And then I'll wear a belly dance costume.
There you go. We'll all be all set. We have belly dancers too, David.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
A couple new friends there.
I saw the pictures, yeah.
A couple new dancing friends. And, yeah, they're going to hang out with us a little bit and do some stuff in the future. And, yeah, we got some things coming up this week too, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We have the Shaman Walk coming up on Saturday. We're going to be taking folks down to Cantwell Cliffs in Cotton Hills and going to be walking them through what we call the stages of life, you know, birth, youth, adulthood, old age, and death and rebirth, kind of letting nature be our teacher, too, as we walk along and use different features of the trail and the cliffs there to represent those different stages of life. And sometimes for us to go a little deeper, then you might, if you're just kind of visiting there and looking around going, hey, it's kind of neat. It's time to be more spiritual and and connect with that place in a level that we might not always do. But there's such a magic about that whole area that it just takes you under its spell. And so it's interesting to see folks. It's interesting for us to see what we come up with ourselves, too, as we go through this. It's as much a learning experience for each of us as it is for anyone to take along with us. And so I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. That's always a cool place to go. You know, there's so much to see, you know, even such, you know, every time we go there, we see something different, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. We still have to explore some of that area ourselves, too, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go yet.
I know Katie's up for it, though.
Yeah.
It's nice. Good. It's a good workout.
Yeah. It is. And you've proven that, you know, you, like you say, you can do it, anybody can do it. But I got to say, you know, you've got a lot of heart. So, you know, you demonstrate that every time you come out with us and do this kind of stuff. But you're not going to let that stop you. You know, you may have to stop a few times and rest a little bit, but, hey, who doesn't once in a while? And it's good to have that accessible to, you know, all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
even doing that parade was, I don't know, around that circle, I think it was about at least 2 miles of,
yeah,
you know, walking, dancing,
yeah,
marching, whatever we were doing. So in the sun and stuff. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, heard that one. Boom.
Yeah,
and then you're doing some. And when you're doing something like that, you know, if you were on a track or some kind of indoor place where it was just around and around and around, you notice it. But when you're out in nature or you're doing like around, you know, like you guys are doing around the streets, it just goes by and you don't even notice it because you're having so much fun and you're looking at things and, you know, you're being part of the environment. So that's kind of the way I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's the way I was feeling when I was up at the top of the mountain there, close to the top of the mountain. There's a chairlift that takes you up there, you know, and you go up the chairlift and you're watching things go by and meet you and around you. And, you know, then you get to the top of the mountain and you realize, wow, you know, I'm up here at this place and, you know, it's wide open. They don't have bad trails, but they say you can go anywhere you want to. So I headed off up the side of this mountain where there was some trees and rocks and snow, you know, there's still snow up there. So after a while, I realized, you know, I'm by myself here. If something happened, you know, I could just fall or whatever. But you get a lot closer to who you are, too, as a person when you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and realize that, you know, beyond all the things we've come to rely on in our modern life, you know, the cars and on the comforts and, you know, all these other things, we're still animals. We're still part of the landscaping. When you get there, you realize, you know, that it's just you and that environment, the world, you know, that there's nothing more immediate than that, you know. And it's connecting. It helps you connect back to that part of yourself. And I was really enjoying that. So that's good. And I hope that's what we can bring to the folks who come on our trip, too, is a chance to reconnect, again, with nature and the parts themselves that maybe they haven't explored and been in touch with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nature has a way of doing that, too, so that's what's really cool. Nature has a way of healing you and soothing you and calming you and seeing things, again, for the first time.
And sometimes it kicks your butt, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was reminded of that, too, when I was up there, that, you know, there's mosquitoes in those woods, too, you know, so when there's no wind, they start to come at you, you know, and you realize, if I stand here long enough, I'll probably get eaten. So I better keep moving. But it was beautiful. And, you know, and I did think of you guys. I wish you could have been there with me. But you weren't away. You know, I had your spirit there with me. And I hope that I brought back a little piece of the Rockies that I hope I can give you soon. Some interesting little stones that I found up there. There's quite a geology up there of different types of rock. There's granite, there's quartz, and there's just a mixture of. It looks like it's been laid down almost volcanically with layers of rock that's all kind of twisted and you know, swirled together. So it's a very interesting geology that's gone on there. So I wanted to capture some of that and bring some of that back for you. Yeah, because I know you guys dig rocks anyway. So
I love rocks.
So what was
the weather? The weather nice over there?
Yeah.
I saw the picture of you making a snow angel.
Yeah, it was just keep jumping. There was a big field of snow, you know, and I went and I stood on it for one pitch, and then I said, I'm just going to fall down and just lay in it, you know, for a minute. And it was cold and it was wet, but hey, it was nice here. And, you know, how often do you get to touch snow in July? So that was kind of awesome. And, yeah, it was a very good experience. And nice to be there with Lori's son, Alex, too. He accompanied me a lot on these little adventures that I took. And we were like a couple of kids, you know, we were running around doing this stuff. But, you know, Lori did well, too. You know, she's had that oxygen kind of deprivation thing since she's had the pneumonia, but she did well, you know, and that was one thing I was concerned about. But she handled it, and everything went off fine. So it's all good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout-out to our buddies, Bob and Carol.
Oh yeah.
Big news for them.
Yeah, they're
engaged.
They got engaged. You know, they've been together, and they're such a cute couple, and they're so good together. You know, you almost forget they're not married. You know, because they're just they're so like made for each other almost. You know, and you know, in our world, you know, couples come and go sometimes, but they've been steady and just. You look at them and you just know that they're in love, and that's what love should look like, you know. And so I'm just so happy that that they're taking that extra step. But, you know, I know that they're just as close as they can be anyway, and I'm looking forward to that. Big party, big drum circle, you know, that's coming up too. So
yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. I was like, cool. So, yay, happy for them. Congratulations.
I like to see people happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of that lately. I've seen other people that I know that are, well, I was at a wedding, so there's one thing, but people are starting to, you know, to form their bonds or release their bonds sometimes too and move on to different aspects of their lives. And, you know, although that's a part of life anyway, it just seems to be coming around more this year and in this time than before. It's the time for, you know, finding your direction and finding your partners. You know, or you know, moving past things that don't serve you anymore as well. So, I'm glad for all of that. You know, there's joy in partings as well as sometimes in coming together too. You know, if you can have the right attitude about it. You know, letting someone go to be themselves. You know, it's a good thing. We don't own each other. You know, we share life together, but nobody owns anybody. Not really. And love is about being free and about letting that person be themselves. They can be themselves when they're with you, or they can be themselves in a different place and time. But really, really all about the time we share together when we get. So anyway, I'm getting way off the deep end, but I haven't known anything about love. Okay.
You don't know anything about love, man. Come on, you know more about love, man. Come on, share the love, man.
Game of love, that's right. So your parents celebrated an anniversary, is that right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, not today. It was a couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
And Lori's parents, they celebrated their 65th, Lori's parents did. So there's some people who, you know how to keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just go in the other room, man. Works every time.
Yeah. And I joke and say, 60 years is about 6 marriages for me, so.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's funny.
Most of my relationships only last about 2 years, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm too bossy.
Yeah,
I
get
some people who are... No, go ahead,
David. You're some people what?
I think there's some people who are cut out for it more than others, you know, who have that kind of long-term, you know, mindset for a couple. And then there's people like me who, you know, I can be with someone for a long time, but they've got to understand me and the fact that I'm likely to go over here and do this, or I'm likely to go over there and do that. And, you know, it's a little more of a free spirit, and it's kind of hard to handle. So I really do. That's another reason to appreciate Lori, that she gives me that much that much leniency to go ahead and be myself, and doesn't try to hold me back or constrict me or make me you know, be something that she wants me to be rather than what I want to be. And that earns my respect, you know, and that's why, you know, at the end of a long road, it's good to come home to her, you know, and hopefully get her to come on some of our trips too. But.
Yeah, and one thing, like me being a woman, I'm a Scorpio, I'm my own person, and I don't like to be controlled or nobody telling me what to do. So,
right.
Or being jealous. So when a guy starts being jealous or telling me what to do or trying to be the boss of me, then they got to go. And I'm good at saying bye-bye. Because I'm not a person that needs somebody to feel secure or to be with or to not feel lonely or something like that. I don't need a relationship. I mean, I like one, and I think it's wonderful and good if I have one. But once someone starts being bossy and controlling, you know, I say, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Yep.
Because I was always taught up to be independent, and that my source, my identity is not in a significant other. My source, my identity is in the divine. And with the divine, I am complete. So I don't need someone else to complete me. And
right.
I've always taken that to heart. But I do like having a significant other, and I do like the benefits that go along with having a significant other. But I don't necessarily have to have one. So, but if there's a nice single guy out there who's around 40-ish to 55, hit me up.
That's right. We need matches here as well, you know?
You know, if you like them a little on the large side, you know, because you all know I'm a little on the large side.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know? That's right.
We're
she's
good.
Large and in charge, but she's awesome, so, you know.
So a little comic relief there.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, the way I look at it is every day you're redefining your relationship with the person you're with. Because every day, Susie and I wake up and, you know, we're two different people every day. And every day, we, you know, can't assume what we did yesterday is going to be okay for today. But it's cool to know that someone at least can have patience enough for your crap and vice versa. And then there's moments where, you know what, you wish they probably weren't in the room. I'm sure she does.
You got to leave or, you know,
Because I'm one of those crazy dudes, you know. Those Sagittarians, sometimes they just like to play and mingle and, you know, work and then play and mingle and forget about sometimes the people who are around them. You know, they don't mean to. They just kind of, that's just kind of their nature.
Yeah, and you're pretty fun to be around. Both of you all are.
Yeah. David's
well,
too
thanks.
Savage. He's Gemini.
Yeah,
he's a Gemini.
Yeah.
There's two Davids. David Two Crow, David Gemini.
Yeah. At least. At least. And sometimes they talk in different voices and, you know, contradict each other. But, hey, we have fun. We have
that's
fun
right.
together, too. So it's and that's really what life should be. It should be about learning, and it should be about laughing, and it should be about loving. And I think we get all those three L's covered whenever we're together. So,
yeah, I'm really stoked for the, really stoked up for this gathering of the 1,000 drummers, man.
Oh yeah,
man.
That's gonna be a blast.
Be great. It was last year, and it will be this year. And
people keep adding to it.
It'll have its own flavor, you know, it'll be its own thing, just like every event we have, you know, it's going to be different, and we're going to do it a little differently this year. We're going to try to be under the trees unless, you know, the weather turns weird or something, but...
So do we have a rain date for that? Is that, like, the next week or something, if it's really, really bad?
No, we don't. We don't have a rain date for that, and I wonder if we should make one, but...
I would probably... I would probably say we probably might want to just kind of like, but maybe the
how weird it's, you know, the, how weird the weather's been lately. But
yeah, I don't know.
We've been
we'll
blessed.
See,
I mean, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not, we just do a rain date. You know, maybe we'll worry about it when we get to that point. But I hate to put a rain date and then it sprinkles and then the weather.
Yeah,
it's raining.
And nobody shows up. Yeah. That's right.
Play drums in the rain.
Drum in the rain, that's right. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Just drum in the rain, man. What's the big deal?
Sure.
Maybe we just did. We're drumming in the rain, man. I'll just post that. We're drumming in the rain, so there is no rain date. Rain date is the date. The date is
that's
the date.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a date. Mark your calendars. So that's good, yeah. Well, I'm going to drop off here. I'll let you guys finish out the show. I know you maybe want to do some readings or something, but it's good to touch in with you, and I will definitely see you this weekend at Hocking Hills, if not sooner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or my brother and sister.
All righty. We're going to take a 30-second pause, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, here with Katie Singing Eagle. David Tucros has left the building. He'll be back till next week. So glad he's back home safely in Columbus, Ohio, on his trip out west to the Colorado Mountains. He was at a wedding there for his stepdaughter's wedding, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, we're back. And hopefully, Katie, you're still with us, I think.
Yes,
Katie?
I'm still here.
All right, cool. We don't have anybody in the call-in right now, so our call-in number is 646-595-3440 if you want to give us a ring. Again, that's 646-595-3440. So you want to give me a reading, Katie?
Give you a reading? Hmm.
Yeah, sure. Pull a card for me. See what's in the cards for me.
Let me see. I'm not good at giving people I'm really close to readings. But
right,
I can try here.
Ask the universe to give you a card for me.
Okay. Okay, do you have some cards with you? I don't have my cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my card. Let's see. Maybe it's in my bundle. And... okay. I got to find some cards. Which I should have been prepared. But
no problem.
I'm not a Boy Scout. How about, let's see, give me a number between 1 and 52.
52.
Well, I had a feeling you were going to pick that number.
Yeah. Just like the magician. Pick a card. 1 or 52.
So you pick number 52. Let's see. Okay. Hmm. Nothing is coming to me, to be honest.
That's okay. That's a good sign, too. I'll take that.
And that's funny because usually something comes to me about somebody, and maybe you're in a good place right now.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
You're not giving off any kind of vibes.
Perfect. I enjoyed that. I'll take that for now.
So that is probably it. Because even if I'm looking at some of my cards, too. Oh, here's card 52. Oh, what does card 52 mean?
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I just found some other cards of mine. And
just a little card of mine. Well, I'm curious. Read it.
Mine, I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let's see, 52. I'm flipping through this little book because I'm one of those people, I don't memorize stuff too well anymore since I'm not in school. So for my other cards, which I can't find, I know them pretty well without even looking at the, because after you use cards for a while and you pick them, you don't have to, you already know what they mean without looking it up.
That's true.
Okay. Let's see. Progress. Oh, career brilliance. This one has about the lines in your hand and the card I picked, which is kind of based on your palms, says that you're going to have career brilliance. So I'm suggesting career brilliance, social and communicative, that you're going to have opportunities to grow and prosper.
Nice.
So looks like opportunity, you know, that sounds good and positive. Opportunities to grow and prosper in your career.
I'll take that. Mm-hmm. Any day I'll take that.
And also personal happiness, good imagination, and an appreciation of the arts. So, and you just talked about arts with David. You know, he was talking about paintings and different things in the airport. So, and then I see the way you do have appreciation of arts and the way you take your pictures and the way things speak to you. And if something speaks to you, then you take a picture of it.
That's
so,
right.
I can see that. I can see that without reading the card.
Yeah, I like taking pictures and stuff. I like to capture the moment as much as possible through my little eye, this little eye of mine.
Yeah, so I asked, I know I was going to ask some friends of mine, a friend of mine to do a reading for me pretty soon, because I'm one of those people who sometimes will ask for a reading from someone I don't know. I'll ask for a reading from someone I know, and then later on I'll ask for a reading from someone I don't know to see if they kind of coincide with each other, you know, if they kind of, if they'll, you know, correlate in some kind of way. So, now, okay, I can ask you to pick I'll pick a card from you, or do you have cards with you?
Yeah, I have my animal cards with me. Would you like me to pick one for you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me shuffle them around a little bit real quick here as the animals move through their... All right. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Let's see how your intuition is working. I haven't looked at the card yet, and you haven't looked at the card. What do you think it is?
A beaver.
A beaver, okay. I'm going to flip it, and it is a ray.
A ray?
Mm-hmm.
Like a stingray?
Like a stingray. Oh,
okay.
It says, counter malicious talk by casting it important from your mind.
Okay.
So the stingray saying you gotta throw some of that stuff out and not let people get to you.
Well, that's good, because I've learned how to do that, and that's something I've learned how to do not too long ago. Maybe about in the last 2 years, I stopped caring what people think or what they say about me, because
it
doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever pulled this card. That's right. And, you know, stingray is actually it's an animal that lives in the water. And so it's actually a fluid creature, too. So we're talking about cleansing the waters and then actually, you know, gliding and flying through the water and being at ease and getting back to water, feeling that energy course through you and get in touch with nature in that aspect, you know. Maybe going to the beach, Alum Creek, or a river, or go fishing. Stingray also, as gentle, as beautiful as it is, it also has its little spear on its tail, you know, where, like a barb. Yeah. So, and here's the thing, you know. I mean, it's like watch, you know. Yeah, I'm beautiful. I'm here, but don't cross. You know, don't disrespect. You know, don't be doing that. You know. So you always remind. Sometimes you have to show it a little bit and put it up and say, just say, hey, you know what? I may be nice, doesn't mean that I'm gonna be taken advantage of. And sometimes I believe that. People run into those situations.
Just like being a Scorpio.
Yeah, that's a Scorpio, like, isn't it? Water Scorpio.
You can look. You can say, don't get too, you know, don't cross me, because you might get stuck.
Dun, dun, dun. I always hear that squirrel when I hear it, when you laugh like that. You know that little squirrel that turned its head?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. We have some callers. You want to take them?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a call. Yeah. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. If you can hear my voice, you are on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Laura.
Laura, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
What's going on?
I wanted to know if you see a change coming for me for a job. I have a contract right now, but I would like something with more stability, maybe something permanent with benefits.
All right, Katie, do you want to go with the read, or you want to wait a minute?
Let me see if I'll pull something here, unless you have something right away.
I'm kind of just trying to get to the vibration here. All right. While you're picking a card there, Katie, I will read what I've pulled up. Laura, I pulled the spider card. Travel will open up new possibilities and special connections. All right. So that's a good sign. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to be moving towards some type of career path change. Or maybe a change within, you know, the industry you're in. The spider here is also a representative of creating a web, creating a foundation, creating something that you have before you. The spider creates this web, and within this web has all these different the webbings. They span out, they pan out, they fan out. So anytime there's a vibration on one of the parts of the web, it shakes and it moves. And as if you know anything about spiders, sometimes it's a false alarm. Sometimes it's not a real message. So, and then sometimes, you know, something falls in there and it looks really good. And then when you get to it, you're like, wow, the spider's like, I won't eat that. You know, I don't want that. Spider's asking you to be, you know, cognitive and aware of what's going on in your life and kind of put together a little plan. You're going to have a lot of things pop in front of you, kind of like the spider does, and may not be attractive and may not be something that you want. You are going to get hit. There is going to be a hit on your spider web here. But you're going to have to be ready to present yourself and, you know, and kind of bring up that cheerful side of yourself again to, you know, to grab that and grasp for that thing that you're looking for. Sometimes being in a job that you don't want to be in can kind of bring it down a little bit. I kind of hear a little in your inflection, in your voice, that you're not really, doesn't sound like you're super happy where you're at. I'm not sure if that's true or not. Maybe just me projecting, but I can sense that there does need to be a change there, or you're not going to continue on certain situations, certain paths. I think starting to throw things out there into the open, resumes, you know, get out there and let people know that you're looking for a job. You're looking. The biggest thing that I'm hearing is travel, and travel means that you may have to travel to a new job. You may You may end up on the beach. You may end up by the mountain. We don't know where you're going to end up. It's, there may be a possibility for a high-paying job, a position, but not where you're at right now. Spider's just saying keep that open. You know, just keep the possibilities that that's possible. And then you do have a lot of connections with people, and people that you are right in front of you maybe you're not aware of, and people that you're not using to your advantage. You know, put it out there. Let the world know that you're looking. Let the world know that you're not satisfied with what you got. But you're going to do the job the best you can while you're still at the job you're at, because that carries over into your next job, carries over into your next field. And when people see that you at least respected and honored the place you're at, even if it's been hard, you know, they're going to see that when you come into the new vibration. Katie, you got anything?
Yeah. What I got is watch out for business hassles and bad choices of other people, that they don't affect you. And it goes along, too, with watch out what other people, just like we were just talking about not caring what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to have to come in and not care about what other people think of you and not go along with the crowd and the bad choices of others when mm-hmm. it comes to business. You have to make the right business choices for yourself and kind of think within yourself, is that right or wrong for me, and not go along with those other things, because that's what I pulled, what this card is saying. To it, mm-hmm. it's a warning about the bad choices of other people and of them taking credit for things that are yours. So look out for that.
That's Do you have a timeline on when this other hit's coming along?
Well, I'm picking up these hits. Are gonna, the hits that I'm picking up, Katie, are is depending how fast you move on this, it could be within the next 6 weeks to 6 months, depending how fast or what direction you're going to be flowing. The spider also sees that there's a lot of eyes upon you. So there's a possibility people are already looking at you and you're just not aware of it. But a lot of it has to do with motion and action and your part. Your part's going to be the biggest key in this whole thing. How dedicated and how focused you're going to be on this new path, this searching for this new life, new moments for you to create. So I would highly recommend, and Spider recommends, and Mother and the connections that I'm picking up, is that you moving into action, moving into where you want to go, focus on what you want to get into, what the field is. If you haven't been focused before, it's time to get a little more, proactive, more focused on exactly what it looks like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, who's in it, what's in it, what these people are like, because if you start creating that, you start to manifest that. As soon as you manifest that, mm-hmm. you got to have a game plan. The universe is very simple. You ask for it, but you got to construct it within that aspect. You can't just say I want a new job, because you're going to get a job. You're going to get this job that you're not going to be happy with. And it's kind of like a lot of people do. They just ask for a job and then they get a job. It pays $13 an hour, $15 an hour. Yeah, it pays a lot of money, but you know what? They're not happy there because they didn't make the right decisions. Picking out exactly what their field. If your field's engineering, then do engineering. Don't go off and do something else that doesn't require that. Do something that you need, something that you're passionate about, something that you love, something that you truly haven't tried. It's time to get a little daring. It's time to get out there. I'll tell you right now, I'm 47 years old, and I remember all the things that I all the doubts and all the ifs and whats I did along the way just because I wanted to be perfect. But if someone would have just told me, hey, you know what, Iggy, just focus and concentrate. Write down your goals, what it looks like, what it tastes like, it smells like, and how you want it to be, what the people you're going to work around look like. My life would be, would have been amazing as a younger person. But now I did that later in life. Now my life is, with my friends and the people on the show and all the people that I work with has been a blessing. Everything that happens to you is a blessing. So always think of that. Even the hard times are a blessing. It's there to teach you, and it's there to you to be aware and to prepare you for the next thing. You're going to get a job. But your job right now is to figure out what that job looks like, how you want it to feel, and how you want it to be.
I have been putting that out into the universe, what I wanted and what kind of pay and the kind of people I wanted to work with and stuff. So I have been telling the universe what I want.
Now, patience is huge, too. Patience is huge, too. You're going to have to be patient. These are things that take time sometimes where you have to go through a lot of interviews. You're going to have to go through a lot of resuming. You're going to have to go. You've done this before, so you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then this is what's going to happen. You're just going to have to be patient and just going to have to, you're going to have to make some decisions because you're going to have proposals in front of your and you're going to go, wow, which one should I take? This one looks good. This one looks good. And eventually you'll have it. Like I said, 6 weeks to 6 months, it all depends how fast you move on it.
And okay. Something I'm picking up is confidence. Be confident. Raise
okay.
your confidence level and your self-esteem level. Make sure you know what you know and you walk in there with your head held high wherever you're at or whatever you're doing, and you be confident.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I do agree
Thank
with Katie.
You
have to, you gotta have that 30-second spiel about who you are real quick. As soon as you walk in the door, employers are already judging you, looking at you, and, you know, you got to give the best picture of yourself right off the bat. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of resources that you can find to help you with that kind of stuff. All right, Laura, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then, you know, job hunting's important, you know. It's life, you know, it's like finding a mate, you know, finding, you know, anything. You know, you got to have an idea what you want, you know.
Yep. It's like
so many of us
Marcello.
Want ice cream, you know. Yeah, Marcello, right. It's like getting ice cream. You go to the ice cream store, and you tell the guy, I want ice cream. And then you say, well, pick it for me because I don't know what I want. Then he picks something you don't like, then you can't complain or bitch because you know what? You should have been more specific. You know what it looked like.
Butterscotch licorice.
Yeah, I would not like butterscotch licorice personally. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, okay, like going to Jenny's, and I like the whiskey flavored and whiskey cashew, and now they're only selling it in pints, so
I just can't go
in and get a scoop of whiskey cashew anymore. I got to go pint of it if I want it. But they did have the pear sorbet Chardonnay or what's it called, Pear Rustling.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Those are alcohol-type, wine-type things. But they don't really give you a buzz or anything. They just have that good little kick flavor to it. So.
And, you know, and there's a gazillion different type of ice cream stores and ice cream flavors and ice cream, you know, manufacturers. So, I mean, the world's your oyster. You just got to know how to construct the oyster. You know, what kind of sand you want to put in the oyster shell to create you that pearl, you know?
That's right. Just like, okay, I like Grater's ice cream, but I go in and get the same flavor all the time, the black cherry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's black cherry cheesecake or it's just a black cherry flavored ice cream. I'm like, okay, I've got to try another flavor sometime instead of going in and get the same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's, like you said, a million flavors out there and... Sometimes we go to a certain restaurant and we just pick the same thing off the menu every time we go to that particular restaurant without even trying anything new. And the world is an oyster. So sometimes you got to jump out of that box and try something new sometimes.
And, you know, and there's times where you got to put a lot of sand, you know, and a lot of oysters sometimes to get what you want, too. So it's not usually the first hit. There are one-hit wonders where you can get right off the bat. That happens, but... What I find for a lot of people, that's not always true. There's always something that, you know, stumbles us. Even myself, you know, there's always something that just, you know, we're not wanting to do at that particular moment, you know, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's okay. And, you know, I mean, when people can realize that it's okay that you didn't want to do that, but, you know, and if you can't really say, I don't have this because of that, because, you know, our choices we make affect everything that we do in our lives, positive and negative.
That's right.
You know, if it helps somebody or doesn't help somebody, you know, it does affect people. It affects the other person, you, and, you know, you may not see it in the first hand. It comes around, and then next thing you know, you're like, wow, well, why did, you know, how many times have we said, wow, geez, or wow, great, you know. We sow, you know. We reap and sow, constantly.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. Constantly.
And it's a wonderful life. It's what we make it to be. Whether we're out in the 9-to-5 or we're doing something totally out of the box or alternative, it's just like you got to make life happen instead of letting life happen to you.
Right. And I tell you, if you don't, someone else will make it happen for you. There's always somebody out there who's willing to make it happen for you.
Be your little drone.
Yeah. But yeah,
in
that's
the cube world.
The cubicle world. In our indie boxes.
I've been in the cube world where I couldn't even find my cube when I went on break.
Oh.
I'm like, which cube is mine? You need to put a flag up so you can see yourself, your cube in the maze.
I want to take a 30-second break real quick, and I'll be right back.
All righty.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Okay, I will tell them that. All right, folks, just want to welcome you back. Katie and I are about to wrap it up pretty soon here. So, Katie, any closing thoughts that you want to leave with our listeners?
No, just to be good to yourself and be good to each other.
Very good. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're here every Monday. If not live, we have a pre-recorded shows. But we come in, we share our experiences, we share things in our lives, and we talk about the things that are, you know, important to us. And from time to time, we give readings when there's people calling or when they're available. But go out there, make a difference in your life. By making a difference in your life, you make a difference in others' lives. So the biggest thing is love each other, care for each other. There's enough people out there with hate and frustration and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to make something better. Let's make this a better place for ourselves than for ourselves, for others. Love you guys very much. I want you guys to take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next week. We got some shows. We got Ananda Love on Thursdays, and then we have Todd. I can't think of his name.
Sasquatch.
Mutto Sasquatch is on at midnight Fridays. And after that, no, we'll talk to you guys soon. Love you very much. See you, Katie. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes.